Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Enteen speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 8th of January, and ending on Sunday, the 14th of January. During this week, we have the first new moon of the year, the Capricorn new moon, on January 11th. And it will come in the Eastern time zone at 6:57 a.m. on that morning. I have recorded a separate podcast about this because I think it's a very important new moon because it's the first new moon at the beginning of a new year. And it is in the waxing light of the first quarter solar phase. So it's such a good time to set your intentions and such for the Capricorn matters. So I hope you will listen to the podcast. It had a lot of information that you might need individually as well as stuff about the collective, which is one of the things Capricorn is about. It is our cultural consensus mind. That means what we think is good and right and should be and shouldn't be. And as we know, we keep seeing a lot of changes and a lot of division around that. But anyway, the aspects for the weekly astrology forecast are going to include those that are approaching at the time of the new moon and are in the chart for the new moon, and also the ones that come after the new moon, right? So you'll see how these things start coming in and working their way into our moment of planning and in making an intention, not just for the month this time, but for the year. So Monday the 8th is a good start because it's a Sag moon, and it's joining Venus until 1:44 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. Now, this can be very optimistic. It can be adventurous. You can have good conversations with all kinds of people from even different cultures, Sagittarius. And so that is the good time to be out and about if you need to get some things done. They'll go with ease. You'll have nice conversations, even if you're running errands with people, if you're still finding people at the checkout, you know, I do. It'll be pleasant and you'll find things that you would like. But in the air is the Mercury in Sagittarius, which is now a direct Mercury, but just coming into speed on the 8th day of this month, but going to a square to Neptune, 8:24 p.m. is when that comes in. So that's where you can be so happy from your conjunction to Venus that you start to see things as better than they may be. And, you know, you really have to wait a while before making any decisions that day. A little bit better when we get into later on Tuesday, let's say. But that moon square Neptune, the Mercury square Neptune, 8:24 p.m. and the moon in Sagittarius squaring Neptune is coming in after. That's the next lunar aspect, actually. Mercury gives you the warm-up for this lunar aspect, which is also the square to Neptune at 12:27 p.m. on Tuesday. So there's a lot of idealism in the afternoon and evening and morning of Tuesday the 9th. You know, you're high on some idea, but you may be really, you know, standing on quicksand. So be aware of that. It can be difficult traveling, though. That's one of the things we find. Sagittarius is one of the signs of travel, Mercury rules Gemini, which is the other sign of travel. So one is short journeys in the neighborhood kind of thing, or communications. That's the Mercury square. And then the moon is in the long journey sign. Both are in the long journey sign. So wherever you are traveling, it could be problematic. Now, I don't know what's happened with this major storm that's come over. Some areas may not be rehabilitated yet from the Saturday and Sunday issues. So just be aware of that. Check ahead of time to see how things are on your route. When we get to Tuesday, after the square to Neptune, you've got a conjunction coming in shortly after, and that's to Mercury and Sag, 1:24 p.m., so you may get information that will help you navigate, hopefully. But with the Moon and Mercury together, we can be a little bit more emotional or instinctive about what we're thinking and have kind of a need to have other people hear us and what we are saying. The Sun in Capricorn is trine retrograde Uranus in Taurus until 7:07 p.m. And that is the last holdout retrograde planet. It's going to be still retrograding, or actually sort of standing still on a degree, and that's not going to turn direct until the 27th. So you've got this authority figure trying to do something about changes in maybe finance, but not having a lot of luck getting it to actually manifest. And we are looking at a void, of course, moon after that Mercury conjunction until 8:33 p.m. when the moon enters Capricorn. Now, a couple of good aspects follow. One is Mars in Capricorn. That's been going into a helpful opportunity sextile to Saturn in Pisces, and that comes in exact at 5:40 p.m. No, 9:40 p.m. I drew. I used my pen and went right through that 9. I couldn't see it. 9:40 p.m., and then the moon is moving on to the sextile also to Saturn and Pisces, and that will complete at 3:29 a.m. So we're trying to get some kind of grounding here that's helpful to Saturn, who has those issues that I tell you about all the time, of things that aren't as reliable or steady in the methods and the structures. We're not certain. But also, we have the ability to see that Saturn in Pisces as a way of bringing compassion into things that are structures and regulations, and so forth. So we've got Mars in sextile to that, so maybe you're going to see some people pushing for some looking at the needs of others, not just people in high places, but the needs of everyone, let's say. And that's a government sign, Capricorn, a corporate sign, Capricorn. And for us, our own personal goals and desires for achievement are this. So we may have some late night inspirations and communications, or find something, news, or something comes in to you that helps you see a way ahead that may work out. But the moon in Capricorn, shortly after the sextile to Saturn, will be a conjunction to Mars in Capricorn at 3:45 a.m. So out on the West Coast, these are like it's midnight, and then the sextile comes in at 12:29 a.m. So some of you out there will still be awake, perhaps, and be able to benefit from some of these in your conscious mind. The rest may be getting it on the inner levels and dreams. But the moon Mars is going to be extremely ready to fight for whatever this is. And so that's just a short aspect, fortunately, you know, not even 20 minutes of moon conjunction Mars. So try to avoid any, you know, issues then. But right after that, moon in Capricorn will trine Jupiter in Taurus until 6:14 a.m. So, you know, it works out. And then on Wednesday, we have a Capricorn moon that's going all the way to 4:26 a.m. to get to its next aspect. So that kind of helps to have the last one be a trine to Jupiter, because once again, we'll feel more expansive and more optimistic as we go through the day. And with the moon trine to Uranus and Taurus, we'll be willing to look over, and again, we are really busy looking at changes at the beginning of this year, and there are going to be changes happening during the year. So maybe we're trying to get some understanding so that we can take the right path, let's say. At 6:57 a.m. on Thursday, the moon joins the sun. And that's your new moon. So the aspect coming in to the new moon is the moon trine to Uranus in Taurus, and that's at 4:26 a.m., and then boom, here comes the new moon. So you're trying to think about how you can, you know, set up your intentions there, including maybe some change. And the moon in Capricorn is going to sextile Neptune until 2:20 p.m. So this is like a higher level of dealing with the Saturn in Pisces. We're going to have Neptune in Pisces now. So again, there's the potential for us to experience and see and also have some input from the feeling and sensing realm into our own personal desires for achievement, but also perhaps we'll see that happen and outside of us in the collective. And then we get that very shortly, it'll be out of here, but the moon conjunction to Pluto in Capricorn, because that Pluto is going to shift fairly soon into Aquarius for a little while. Moon joins this Pluto exact at 9:33 p.m. And as I tell you all the time, to me what that looks like is you're either working on a project with the same mindset with someone else who can really give you great advice and move the project forward. But you can also become obsessive with a Moon-Pluto conjunction. And you can be, you know, the instinctive feelings can be overwhelming. And, you know, you aren't really able to think things through. You're just in a response mode. Reactive mode. Void of course moon shifts to Aquarius, 10:01 p.m. And we have a coming aspect that is a square to Jupiter on Friday morning, the 12th at 7:29 a.m. But Mars has been coming in with a trine, Mars in Capricorn, to Jupiter at 5:42 a.m. But when you get to this point of the moon square Jupiter, you're in that point again of, you know, it's just very different how I see the future and how you want to expand in the financial realms and this and that. It's not a good time to be having conversations about things that matter to you, because nobody shifts off the position in fixed signs. But once we get past that, say 7:30 a.m. in the Eastern time zone on Friday the 12th, you've got Moon in Aquarius sextile Venus in Sagittarius. And that is a very friendly and happy time. If you want to have lunch, if you want to schedule dinner, if you're still having parties, it's a Monday, it's Friday night. So you might be. And so you can enjoy very much the socialization and the interactions. And both of these signs, Aquarius and Sagittarius, are ready to investigate new territory. They're ready to be open and expand into the new. So 2:32 a.m. Saturday in the Eastern time zone is when that is exact. So lovely day, Friday the 12th, lovely evening. And then after the sextile completes, the moon will square the ruler of Aquarius, Uranus, retrograde in Taurus, 4:59 a.m. So that's where some upsets may come in and be heard, something that may give you pause if you're thinking about the future. And one thing that happens also is that Mercury re-enters Capricorn on Saturday, not until 9:49 p.m., but yet that is coming. And so one of the things we know when we do the horary astrology, which is what we look at, what's going on that in those hours, that those days, but we can use that to make conscious elections. And I do readings for that. You know, it's important. You want to start a business, you want to promote something, you want to know. So if you were to do it on that Saturday, you would be at a point where the mood of the mind is going to shift at 9:49 p.m. So it would be better to wait until the moon is in Capricorn, you see, because then you won't have, like, this is the kind of thing, like, if you were looking at a meeting, like you were going for a job, and you met with them, and then the moon was in Sagittarius, and it felt like everything was great, but then the Mercury shifts to Capricorn, and you find it's kicked up to a different authority who doesn't see it the same way. I mean, it might still work, but it won't be the same, right? Because we're going to get very practical and very serious, and we're going to be looking at, you know, how everybody else has done this, what works, and all of that, when we get that moon back into Capricorn, right? So, the house that has the transit of Mercury going through Capricorn will be seeing communications, and things will be going on about that house. And we're still going over the retrograde degrees until the 21st. So you're at the point where you have come to the, I can look at this differently now, and Mercury's up to speed, and now you can track back over stuff that was, you know, happening before the retrograde, and see it differently, or see it the same, only with more information about it. So the void of course moon that came in at that last aspect, 4:59 a.m. on Saturday, it's given you a big, long day of freedom. Moon in Aquarius loves freedom. So you can have a very exciting and interesting day. I wouldn't be looking for something important because it probably won't be there. They just ran out of it or whatever. But, you know, you can have fun. Continue the fun from Friday. And the moon will enter Pisces at 10:29 p.m. on Saturday the 13th. So that's a long void, of course, but you get an aspect that's also very short right after this, which is the moon sextile Mercury in Capricorn, 10:32 p.m. So we've had so much Pisces with Capricorn aspects, haven't we? I mean, you know, going back to the Monday, all of that energy of the moon going with, you know, Pisces planets. And so here it is again, only now it's moon in Pisces, sextile Mercury in Capricorn, but just for 3 minutes, 10:32 p.m. And so you may have some moment, but now after this, overnight and in the late night for the Pacific coast, the moon is going to join Saturn and that will be until 5:50 a.m. on Sunday. And that's kind of a downer, definitely, and maybe very cold. Maybe cold water is a big feature at this point in time where you are. So, you know, that's, if you're late night out there, it's kind of, you know, try not to let yourself get too into the pessimism that a moon Saturn can create. All right. What we're looking at next, though, is not very long, unfortunately, but a moon sextile Jupiter in Taurus Sunday morning, and that is exact at 8:08 a.m. So you wake up, I feel so much better. I think I'm going to make a special breakfast. It'll be so delicious. Well, yeah, do it. And at 10:40 a.m., the moon in Pisces is sextile Mars in Capricorn. So you can start to get underway with some helpful energies. And for the rest of Sunday, moon in Pisces is heading towards a sextile to retrograde Uranus in Taurus until 5:47 a.m. on Monday, the 15th day. So there you've got the week. And again, as I said, please listen to the New Moon podcast because you'll get much more focused on what some of the energies are going to be bringing us even during the weekly forecast. And what we'll be talking about next week, the sun is going to enter Aquarius next week. It'll be the 20th day of January. That's why your birth time is so important. The sun doesn't enter a sign at midnight on the same day of a month all the time. And it can be at 9:07 a.m. as it is on Saturday the 20th. So that's how you can sometimes think you're not the sun sign you are if you happen to be born on a day when the sun changes, right? But anyway, we're getting up to the time where we're going to be, that week is going to be the week where you finally go through the last part of those degrees of the retrograde for Mercury also. And for me, it's the launch of Book 3 coming in on the 18th. And you can be sure I picked good aspects for that day. So anyway, that's the weekly astrology forecast. And I wish you a good week. And I'll say goodbye for now.